always be clear where you get your conservative talk.
The St. Louis Business Journal is now reporting that liberal billionaire George Soros is the largest shareholder of Odyssey,
the parent company of KMOX and 97.1 Talk.
Soros' maneuver raises critical questions about the future of media ownership and influence.
Money and attention is power. And when he has the money and he controls what's on the radio stations, he's going to be able to control the minds, essentially hundreds of millions of Americans.
St. Louis's trusted source and number one.
For conservative talk.
This is News Talk STL.
Without further ado, let's get to the fine folks from Sugar Creek Golf Course. We have, of course, in the studio, a couple of the owners. We have Dwayne and Christine Eoff. Did I say your name right? Is it Eoff?
Yes.
Is that how you guys say it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Dwayne and Christine Eoff. And we also have Katie as well. I should remember that's my daughter's name. So we have Katie in studio as well. Katie Santangelo.
You nailed it.
Yeah, that's Italian.
It is. Sicilian.
Are you Italian or did you marry an Italian?
I married a very strong Sicilian.
Okay, very good. Well, I'm Italian on my mom's side, so we're going to get along just fine.
Oh, perfect.
All right. So so I see who wears the pants in the family. You put Dwayne in the corner. And he's not allowed to talk, I guess, today, right? Is that what happens?
Yeah, usually, Christine? Yeah, we rock, paper, scissored.
Oh, very good. Let me let Dwayne say something in just a second, but let's start with you first. So you are builders by trade, right? You're developers. You're making things great again in Jefferson County.
Absolutely.
So to speak. And somewhere along the way, y'all purchased a golf course. How did that happen?
In 2013, Dwayne came home and said, "We're going to buy a golf course." And I looked at him and said, "Okay." I was a stockbroker full time, very busy. And I guess it was an easy transition leaving that and, opening the doors to the golf course. So since 2013, we have learned a tremendous amount, not only about running a golf course. I have never understood grass in new ways until now. I did not know there were so many varieties of grass. First time I went golfing, I made the mistake of jumping on the green, and I'm pretty sure guys out of the woods came out and started chastising me for that. So I do not jump on the green anymore. But we, one of the things about owning a golf course is just meeting the amazing people. There's never a bad day on the golf course. And if there is, we can always offer swing lube and we can always give them an eraser. So that can change that. But, everybody that comes in has just been wonderful and so supportive. You know, I do want to give a shout out. We did operate the golf course for a few years, and then life got busy and we started building to make Jefferson County great again. And now we have an amazing operator, Mr. Sorkus Webby. So without him and his direction and his crew, the golf course has just made leaps and bounds. If you were with us back in those early years and you've come out, it is definitely not the same golf course that you would have seen. So
yes, Sugar Creek. First of all, tell folks, where is Sugar Creek Golf Course located?
So we are about 10 minutes west of Fenton at 270 and 30, out in High Ridge. So if you've driven down Highway 30 and you've seen Quick Trip there, we are right behind there. We're at 5224 Country Club Drive in High Ridge.
Stone's throw from one of our other favorite advertisers, Johnny's Hideout.
That's right. Mm-hmm. 7 minutes to be exact.
Fantastic. And how long Sugar Creek has been around? It's got a rich history. Do you all remember when the golf course was founded or opened?
About 35 years ago. So it started out as 9 holes. Then they developed, there's about 300 homes around the golf course, and then it finally became 18 holes. Oh.
Fantastic. Well, we're wearing limited edition News Talk STL swag that you can find only at Sugar Creek Golf Course. We got the really styling hats. Let's just say it, the MAGA red hats, maybe an accident, with our great logo on top. And we've got the shirts, the great polos. I had mine on yesterday. Those polos fit really well. They're really nice fit. They look great. And, I'm assuming that Katie is part of the brains behind this operation, right?
I am. You can usually find me behind the scenes, taking the pictures and, promoting all the fun stuff that we do. We have a lot of tournaments. People keep coming back for tournaments because we just have the best staff, the friendliest. I mean, people just keep coming back and they want more.
So what all do you do at Sugar Creek?
Oh, gosh, that's kind of rough.
Do you have an official title?
Yeah, I'm the director of marketing at Sugar Creek Golf Course, but I dabble into all kinds of stuff. I set up events. I do the social media. I do a lot of the coordinating. I, sometimes I'm meeting clients for weddings and stuff like that.
Where do we find Sugar Creek on the internet?
Oh, you can find
Where's all the places we find it?
So, I mean, we're on Facebook, and then obviously we have a website, sugarcreekgolfcourse.com. And those are basically, you can find us on Instagram also. But, you know, Facebook's our pretty much our biggest thing. We like to put all of our stuff out on there.
Very cool. Great place for events, right? Events, tournaments. What kind of amenities and venue is, if no one's ever been to Sugar Creek, what can they expect, Christine, when they show up?
All right. Well, you're going to enter through the subdivision at the top, and you're going to immediately notice just how beautiful it is, surrounded with trees. We have lots of wildlife. But when you arrive to the clubhouse, it's a large clubhouse. That'll set you up with our pro shop, and we do have a great bar for those of you that do need that additional assistance out on the fairways. Mm-hmm. We did just get new golf carts last year, so they are
we pretty much got everything.
Yeah, everything you can need.
Yeah, the clubhouse has been renovated, the pro shop's renovated. We kind of made it a new boutique style, so we're trying out some new fashions in there, including yours, which is really exciting.
I understand
us.
I'm going to have to get down there in the very near future. We have a News Talk STL VIP room.
You do. And we have a new sign to go up.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yes.
Courtesy of Todd Showalter.
And then we do have an amazing patio. So when we first took over the golf course, that used to, surprisingly, there was an in-ground pool there.
Oh.
But over the years, it just kind of wear and tear on it. And it made more sense because of the demand that we had for events to fill the pool in, and now we have beautiful string lights above it, so your event can go well into the evening without any worries. We have tables, nice chairs, and just steps up to the bar, so it's a great place to hang out.
It's a challenging course. It's really something.
It's very hilly.
Yeah, it's very. We call it the Rolling Country Hills, mm-hmm.
But very pretty,
very picturesque. Yes. You can see the arch even from
number
8
on hole 5. If you stand on hole 5 on a very clear day, so I mean we're about 35 minutes to downtown St. Louis, but uh-huh. You can see that arch and. It is. You're looking and then you just actually realize it. So
and you'll see so much wildlife out there, too. And you're only 30 minutes from downtown St. Louis. So it's like a whole experience coming.
And are you hosting all different kinds of events under the sun? Everything from wedding receptions,
yes,
to you name it?
Yeah, we had the fire department, Fenton Fire Department out a couple days ago. And, you know, we love supporting everybody. So it's great to have, you know, that big of a versatile group.
Yeah.
So if anybody is now realizing that they have an event coming up over the next few weeks or months and they're like, well, this sounds like a great place for me to have an event.
Yes.
What do they need to do? How can they reach one of you?
Okay, that's where I will come into play.
Okay.
And you'll contact Katie Santangelo at Sugar Creek Golf Course. You can find us through info@sugarcreekgolfcourse.com. Send an email that way. And I don't know, I'll follow up with you. I'll give you a tour. You know, I'm good at selling the golf course. And it's an easy sell because it's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Everything's renovated. And it's a nice experience. Mm-hmm. And
Christine,
the staff.
Yep, 18 holes, right? Now, used to be 9, but now it's full 18 holes.
Full 18 holes. And it is a challenging 18 holes. You got to choose your club wisely on some holes. But we have hole 5 that you actually, you'll shoot up to the green. We have hole 7 that you're on top and you'll shoot down to the green over a water area. So it just provides a little bit of everything, it's a good time.
It's gaining in popularity too. You know, we were voted number 1 best golf course in St. Louis by
Fantastic.
Popular vote. Yeah, it's great. And just since I've came on board, I mean, what I've seen, the improvements and how amazing it's been, just we're booked solid. Like the tee times, the events for 2024 mm-hmm. are booked. So it's been a good experience.
And I do have to give a shout out to our staff because one of Absolutely. The things that makes us stand out is our staff. They are amazing from the moment you walk into the door, whether you're checking in at the pro shop, whether you're grabbing a snack or a drink at the bar, the grounds crew, every single person you will have a chance to interact with.
Everybody's your friend there.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much how it is.
You said the funniest thing about grass. So my first job was as a teenager, I got hired on as a greenskeeper up where I lived on Lewis Road in Crescent Country Club back in the day. Now it's called Crescent Farms. Anyway,
yep.
So I learned at a very young age that grass tends to grow in all the wrong places, and getting it to grow in all the right places is a constant chore of labor and love. So how's Sugar Creek doing these days? How's the fairways? How are the greens? I'm sure this rain has been fantastic, but on the other hand, it's probably been a little problematic. It's been probably a little hard to cut the grass.
Oh, the grounds crew, they are amazing. They are out there from night to day. But I know that we just did a whole new grass seeding and feeding. Mm-hmm. We have new tee boxes. We have new mats. Pretty much everything has been, you know, updated, got a facelift, and it's just a great experience.
Sounds fantastic. Yeah. It sounds absolutely gorgeous. So, and look, hey, look, we're in challenging times and uncharted waters in our country, and a lot of people have a lot of things on their minds, and the economy's been completely weird and upside down over the last few years. Sometimes luxury items like people playing golf tend to go by the wayside. On the other hand, people need a release, right? And a lot of times sales of things like, you know, recreational activities, that's all we did during COVID, right? How is business these days, Christine?
It is phenomenal. Like we said, I mean, we are pro shop. They have figured out how to maximize the tee sheet to get as many golfers in while still providing, you know, a nice space between so that you don't have people, you know, right behind you on your heels. But they've done an amazing job and business is great. Like Katie mentioned, we do get a lot of repeat customers and those that come out are already rebooking from tournaments. We had a few new tournaments this year and they've already, you know, signed up for next year to secure their spot.
Yeah, we're already booking.
So we are, yeah. So it's the place to be. I always laugh. You know, I pull in, we have our offices for our home building upstairs of the clubhouse, and sometimes I can't even park. So I just pull my vehicle into the cart corral and leave the keys on the pro shop desk and say, move it if you need to, but I got to get up here to work. So it's a good thing.
Well, I'm looking at the website and the pictures online, sugarcreekgolfcourse.com. Easy to find. You can book on there and, it's just, there's a lot you can do online here, right? There's all kinds of different things. You can book, you can check out memberships and more. Before we let you go, Joey just reminded me, we're going to give away a foursome, aren't
we? Yes, we are.
So one of our lucky listeners can get a couple friends, get a few friends if they have friends, or they can ask me, and, they're going to play at the golf course.
Oh, that will be amazing.
Great. We look forward to having them.
So we've got a foursome with cart, right?
Yep. Yes. With cart.
Foursome with cart available.
Our new carts.
How about we'll take caller number 7 right now. We'll go to break here in a second. And, why don't folks call in right now? 314-912-1019. Is that right? 314-912-1019. 314-912-1019. We'll take caller number 7 right now for a foursome with cart at the gorgeous Sugar Creek Golf Course. SugarCreekGolfCourse.com. Ladies, it was a real pleasure having you in. Hopefully, Dwayne learned something from this excellent interview we just conducted. Dwayne, thanks for everything you do in Jefferson County. We really appreciate you guys. I want to thank you guys so much for supporting us. We're a brand new business. You know, you guys have been doing this for a while with Sugar Creek and your building development. We've all been in radio a long time, but we all just launched this, and we wouldn't be on the air every day if it wasn't for devoted listeners. And thank you for being such super fans and making swag and everything. We just love you guys.
We are excited. Yeah, we hope to see everybody out there. We are stocked full of shirts and the hats, so come on out.
Fantastic. Any parting words, Katie, before we let everybody go? They can come out to Sugar Creek this weekend, right?
Yeah, you can come out to Sugar Creek this weekend. We also have Father's Day gift certificates on sale through the website, so it's the perfect gift to give Dad because, you know, Dad just wants to be out on the greens.
Fantastic. Well, I love what you all do promoting yourselves because you got really cool stuff, really cool gear, beautiful golf course, great venue for events, tournaments, weddings, receptions, birthday parties, bar mitzvahs, whatever. Yeah. SugarCreekGolfCourse.com, SugarCreekGolfCourse.com. Well, Dwayne, Christine, Katie, thank you all very much for coming in.
Thank you
so much. We appreciate it.
We appreciate you. We'll definitely have you back. And Joey and I have decided we're going to come out to the golf course and maybe show off our skills.
We're going to putz around for sure, make some videos.
Yes.
Very good indeed. All right. Well, those are the folks from Sugar Creek, SugarCreekGolfCourse.com.